Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Your Retirement Sketchbook by Jamie P. Hopkins, co-authored with Bonnie Treichel, is a practical retirement planning guide that reframes financial preparation as a visual, conversational, and incremental process. Rather than presenting retirement as a single savings target or a technical exercise dominated by spreadsheets, the book organizes planning into short lessons that can be absorbed one decision at a time. Its subject is personal finance, but its method is closer to a workbook. For structured reflection, readers are encouraged to clarify goals, map resources, identify risks, and discuss choices with family members or advisors. The book is especially concerned with making retirement planning understandable for people who postpone it because daily life feels more urgent. It also speaks to financial professionals who need clearer ways to explain complex decisions. Its purpose is not to replace individualized advice, but to make the planning conversation more concrete, collaborative, and manageable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, retirement planning is broken into small lessons instead of one overwhelming plan. A defining feature of your retirement sketchbook is its decision to divide retirement planning into many short, focused lessons rather than treating it as a single comprehensive calculation. This structure matters because many people avoid retirement planning precisely when it is presented as a large, abstract project. The book recognizes that households are usually dealing with immediate pressures such as work, caregiving, health issues, and family expenses. So retirement can feel distant, even when it requires early attention. By isolating topics into smaller blocks, the book mirrors the way many advisors actually work with clients, one decision, one risk, and one planning concept at a time. The practical benefit is cognitive as well as emotional. A reader can think about income sources, health costs, taxes, estate concerns, or spending priorities without needing to solve every problem immediately. This approach reduces friction and makes planning more repeatable. It also encourages family discussion, because individual lessons can be brought into ordinary conversations rather than reserved for formal financial meetings. Secondly, visual planning tools turn abstract retirement concepts into shared reference points. The book stands out for emphasizing visual planning as a way to improve understanding and engagement. Retirement finance often relies on dense statements, projection tables, Monte Carlo results, and terminology that can separate clients from the decisions being made on their behalf. Hopkins and Treichel instead promote sketching, mapping, and visual frameworks that let readers see the relationships among goals, assets, risks, and timelines. This is not simply a design preference. A visual format can reveal gaps in thinking that a spreadsheet may hide, such as an unclear legacy goal, an underdeveloped long-term care plan, or a mismatch between desired lifestyle and expected income sources. Visual tools also create a shared object for discussion. A couple, family, or advisor and client can point to the same map and discuss trade-offs more clearly. The method is especially useful in retirement because the problem is multidimensional spending, longevity, taxes, inflation, market volatility, healthcare, housing, and family responsibilities interact over time. A sketchbook format makes these interactions more accessible without pretending they are simple. Thirdly, the book rejects the idea of a single retirement magic number. A central intellectual position associated with the book is that retirement planning should not be reduced to reaching one savings number. The appeal of a single target is obvious. It gives people a clear finish line. The limitation is that retirement is not a static event. It is a long period in which markets change. Health conditions evolve. Inflation affects purchasing power, tax rules matter, family needs shift, and life expectancy remains uncertain. A household with the same account balance as another may face very different retirement realities depending on debt, housing, pension income, Social Security timing, insurance coverage, caregiving obligations, and desired lifestyle. By challenging the magic number mindset, the book pushes readers toward adaptive planning. The relevant question becomes not whether one number has been reached, but whether the plan can respond to known risks and changing conditions. This perspective is more realistic than formulas that suggest retirement readiness can be captured by a fixed replacement ratio or account balance. It also encourages ongoing review rather than one-time confidence. Fourthly, money beliefs and family dynamics are treated as part of retirement readiness. Your retirement sketchbook treats retirement planning as more than a mathematical problem. It gives attention to the emotional and behavioral dimensions of money, including the way personal history, scarcity concerns, family obligations, and values shape financial decisions. This emphasis is important because retirement choices are rarely made in isolation. Decisions about work, spending, caregiving, gifting, housing, and legacy planning often involve spouses, adult children, aging parents, or business partners. A technically sound plan may still fail if it ignores these relationships or the fears that influence behavior. The book, therefore, encourages reflection on what money represents to the reader's security, independence, status, protection, generosity, or control. This does not replace technical planning, but it improves the quality of the questions being asked. For example, a discussion about long-term care is also a discussion about dignity and family burden. A discussion about legacy is also a discussion about values. By bringing these issues into view, the book helps readers build plans they are more likely to understand, accept, and implement. Lastly, advisors are positioned as collaborators rather than mere calculators. Although individual readers can use the book for self-education, it also has a clear professional audience: financial advisors who want to communicate retirement advice more effectively. The book suggests that the value of advice is not only in technical competence, but also in helping clients understand decisions well enough to act on them. Then, this matters because retirement planning contains many areas where the best answer depends on personal circumstances, such as when to claim Social Security, how to manage taxes, how to draw down assets, whether to insure certain risks, and how to balance lifetime spending with legacy goals. If clients cannot see the reasoning behind a recommendation, implementation may suffer. The sketchbook method gives advisors a way to make the planning process more participatory. Instead of presenting a completed plan as a finished report, the advisor can use visual exercises to clarify assumptions, uncover priorities, and show trade-offs. This collaborative stance also helps distinguish advice from investment management alone. The book reflects a broader shift in financial planning toward behavioral coaching, communication, and client-centered design. In conclusion, Your Retirement Sketchbook is best suited for readers who want retirement planning to feel less technical and more discussable. Especially people approaching retirement who have avoided planning because it seems too large or abstract. It is also useful for couples and families who need a neutral structure for conversations about income, healthcare, taxes, longevity, caregiving, and legacy. Financial advisors may find particular value in its communication method. And since the book offers a way to translate complex planning issues into visual and collaborative conversations, the practical benefit is that readers can move from vague concern to specific questions without needing to master every financial concept at once. The intellectual benefit is its rejection of oversimplified retirement formulas, especially the idea that one savings number can define readiness. Compared with many retirement books, it stands out less as a detailed technical manual and more as a planning interface. Its distinctiveness lies in combining short lessons, visual exercises, behavioral awareness, and advisor-client collaboration. Readers seeking exhaustive numerical modeling may need additional resources, but those looking for a clearer entry point into real retirement decisions will find its structure especially relevant. If you would like to support Jamie P. Hopkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.